Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we try to answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. My name is Marcus Speller. Sarah and Chris are here. How are you, my dears?
So good.
Really good.
You're raring to go.
I can't wait.
Well, today, I suppose this is inspired by our very own Sarah and what's happened to you today. But the question is hair really that important? Now, the reason why I asked that question is because Sarah delayed recording today because she was getting her hair coloured for a wedding this weekend. Am I right in saying you were in there for 3.5 hours?
3.5 hours. I didn't realise it was going to take this long.
That is mad.
I didn't realise anything could take this long apart from, I don't know, cooking a roast dinner. You can tell I've never cooked roast dinner. Seems like it takes a long time. My mum says it does.
On Christmas Day, it seems to take longer.
Yeah, I just spent 3.5 hours and more money than I would ever care to admit.
Can you
how
give
much?
Us?
A, yeah,
I can't.
Do you know what?
I
wasn't going to say how much, but can you give us a, like, in between two numbers?
It's 3 figures.
Oh, my giddy aunt. I thought you were going to say 75 quid.
That is a classic haircut for a woman.
To be honest, though, women
in London,
women's hair is. I'm always shocked when if you look at a barber's shop and they have the prices. A men's cut will in London. I live in West London. Things tend to be more expensive. Mm. A man's haircut on a reasonable barber's would probably be between £10 and £20. Oh. And obviously, the more expensive ones, you're thinking 30, 40.
Is that if you're really splashing out?
Yeah, I mean, I...
How much would you have spent on your wedding haircut?
Wedding haircut, I spent £30.
Crafty cuts, dog emporium. But I guess, obviously, with Sarah, you had treatments. You're just getting a cut,
I
right?
had treatments, I had colours, I got flogged all the shampoo, but I did get a lovely free tote bag.
And this is because you had a wedding coming up.
It's because I've actually got a summer of weddings.
How many have you got?
This is a long
time
investment.
5 weddings.
Yeah, it's nowhere near my record.
Six in the year.
Yeah.
So I just thought...
I had 11 one summer once.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Did you have a holiday? I mean, that's so expensive.
Most of them were in the southeast of England.
Did you get your hair coloured for it?
It's not coloured, no.
Different colour each wedding.
I was a bit younger then, so I didn't have as many grey hairs, so I didn't need to get it coloured. But we're not talking about weddings, we're talking about... Sorry. Well, so go on.
So I had the
what are the treatments you... I mean, did you have a foot massage
it doesn't damage your hair and all this kind of thing.
So when women say treatments, I'm thinking to myself, did you get like a foot massage while you were getting...
Oh, no, I wish. No, it's literally... It's all this sort of moisturising, bonding, I don't know. They just said, look, you need this and I'm not going to argue. It's the first time I've ever had my hair dyed.
It looks fantastic, by the way.
Right. Oh, thanks. Yeah. I just thought, right, I need to just... I'm going to let them do what they say I need. And so then when I went to pay, I had to put it on the credit card rather than the debit card.
You didn't know?
I knew it was going to be pricey, but I didn't think it was going to be quite that pricey.
My
but you know aunt. What? I just popped into the loo before we started. Oh my goodness, I couldn't stop like looking at it, like touching the hair. It looks great. I'm really happy with it.
Yeah.
And I don't look... I was a bit worried I might come out looking like a zebra.
See, that's mad, isn't it? That's something that men just... I have no idea about.
No, because we just, the worst case scenario, just shave it off. And like, men can just do that. Like, if it's a terrible haircut, just go super short and it'll grow back.
True enough.
I mean, like, have you ever cried over a haircut, Sarah?
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know any of my male
I've been annoyed.
Cried. I know most females I know would have cried over a haircut.
But the problem is, when they say, do you like it? You've got to go, oh yeah, I love it.
Is that just you being so
English? So good. Yeah,
I couldn't possibly
hang on.
You.
I could not.
Sarah's Welsh.
Ooh.
Have a bit of respect.
Thank you.
That's why we say British, to encompass all the countries in the Isles.
Well, we do. We've got them covered, don't we?
I think so.
Sort of.
Yeah.
No Irish, but apart from that.
No, my dad's right. side of the family. My
dad's there
Irish.
We are. Oh, my there dad, too. There we are. But yeah, no, it was for me,
yeah.
That amount I spent shows for me, it's extremely important. Like, if I wake up and I can't get my fringe to play ball,
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a bad day.
Yeah. Wear with me today, just wear a baseball cap, it's fine.
Well, so I suppose to go around the table, I've had always had a fairly prominent barnet.
Yeah, you've got a luscious
lock, I would say.
Yeah, it does its own thing, but, you know, we have a good relationship, so that's fine. And I am talking about my hair and eye. Nearly from day one. But I have to say that I have been very annoyed with hair, with the odd haircut before, which is why when I, so I wouldn't normally pay 20 quid for a haircut because I think that's pretty pricey for a bloke's haircut. Especially when I used to pay about £3.50 when I was growing up in Edinburgh for go around a woman's house who had her own thing going on.
They used to come around your house, didn't they?
That's right. No, we went round hers.
Oh, we used to have one come around our house and do the whole family at the same time.
Did you?
She used the same bowl and everything. It was lovely.
That's a bowl for all the family.
Yeah, exactly. Mum looked like me, but that's fine.
Yeah. So, but so if you've had a few bad experiences, when you get a hairdresser you can trust, and
hang on to them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's like a mechanic. You're loyal. Mm-hmm. Just like, I know that you're not going to stitch me up here.
And a dentist.
True.
Dentist is a big one for me. Mm-hmm. I still go to my childhood optician now, back in Cardiff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fair though. That's, I mean, that you can't mess around with
you
that.
You trust
though.
Them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But and that stuff doesn't grow back.
No, it
and
doesn't.
For me, hair and eyes, both vital.
So, yeah. So obviously, how important is it? Because how important is hair when you look at somebody else? Do you think you can tell about another person with their hair?
You know, people say, "What's the first thing you notice about someone?" And people always say, "Oh, their eyes."
Yeah, they're lying.
First thing I notice is hair.
Really?
First thing.
What if they're bald?
You notice
they don't have. Yeah, but that's not their choice.
It's not what it tells me about them, but it's the first kind of thing that I'm like, huh, that's so like,
that's,
you know,
really interesting.
I can't, like, right now, just to paint a picture, Chris is looking very like a hip
nice.
Young man about town.
Be nice.
All in black. But he's wearing,
well, he sounds so youthful. He sounds like a hip young man about
bearing
town.
In mind, yeah. You're how much older than me?
A little bit. I think 9 years older.
Chris is wearing a backwards baseball cap. I can't tell what's going on under there.
Go on, give us a glimpse.
Next time.
Is it a bad hair day?
Yeah.
But like, so I'm thinking, he's wearing a baseball. Look, I can't see his hair. And that's the first thing I noticed.
Right.
Okay. So go on then. Give you carte blanche. What do you think of me? You think there's a man who doesn't care? There's a man who got caught in the rain earlier.
I can't remember my first impression of your hair, Marcus.
Okay.
The thing is, hair, it frames your face, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
can
that's
do.
The thing. So that's why it's probably
important.
And
it probably is the first thing you see.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Are we sticking on just a head hair, or are we going to go on to all sorts of hair?
Oh, I don't know, Chris. You could be. Well, okay, so...
Okay, so your eyebrows speak a lot about you. As in, how you move them and stuff
Yeah,
like
but
that.
That's another thing. Women, a whole different ballgame with the whole threading and the whole all business. Men have no idea.
And facial hair.
Have you ever had your eyebrows professionally done, or do you do
No.
It?
No, I would do them myself, but I've got very light eyebrows, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's not
I colour them
bad.
In.
See, what I
do
think...
You?
Yeah, these with babies.
What?
Eyebrow crayon. Pencil. I just rub a bit of
a
Bisto in them.
But I think what's good about for men's facial hair these days, like beards are very much in. They're here to stay. I think that's a good thing. And I think also for men who go bald, especially men who go bald young, I'm led to believe some people find that can be quite traumatic, and other men just kind of go with it. But with the beards, I think it can work quite well, actually. If you have a bald man with a beard, don't have to. Bald man can have no beard, but bald man with beard,
it's a look, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
You know, especially I've noticed a lot of, like, sort of, I'm at the point now, quite a few of my male friends who have sort of had the receding hairline have just gone, nope, screw it, and they've shaved it.
Yeah,
but they've let the beard grow,
they've owned it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and you know, I can imagine, like you said, that's probably quite a difficult time.
Yeah.
That beard, they really kind of invest in the beard instead.
Do you think that's because there's a certain element of us that likes to be creative with these things?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if you've got nothing, you've got nothing to create.
Self-expression.
Exactly. I don't know if I should share this.
Whenever
quite
you think
like,
that on
if you
this
ever
podcast,
say that,
I know. I mean, you know me.
We can always edit it out.
I don't mind preening a little bit. Like, I remember having a beard a few years ago and like really enjoying. I lived in a hairdresser's.
You're
at the
a
time.
Man who likes to groom himself.
And so it was great.
Your beard does it very well groomed.
It's not too bad today. So I used to get in front of the mirror and trim it up, and I quite enjoyed just that process of doing that. So I'm quite someone who doesn't mind doing that. But I remember once being like, I was bored, so I shaved my entire body.
Did you?
Yeah. Because I was bored.
How did you
feel? I looked
afterwards?
Like a chicken. Like a plucked chicken.
Yeah.
And it was so
bad. That would take me far
I mean,
too
I,
long.
I was a teenager, I remember at the time, and I was just like, oh, I just was bored. And I was like, oh, do you know what? What would I look like with no... I look like a seal. It was so stupid. I was awful.
You absolute nutter.
It was mental.
Do it again.
I mean, I walked weirdly for so long. It was horrible.
The regrowth.
It was, oh mate, it was so bad. It was awful.
Yeah, that's...
But my point is, some people, we like to mess around with our appearance and stuff like that. And I get with, you know, with a beard, it's something to...
You can be a bit
it's
crazy.
A shape and to have
also,
some
like,
fun with. And...
it will come back quite quickly. Like if you shave it all off and you hate it, it doesn't matter, it's going to come back. Whereas like, for example, my hair, I've got quite long hair.
Mm. Yeah.
If I suddenly got rid of all my hair, I couldn't fix that quickly.
What's that, like a 2 years worth of growth, do you reckon? As in yours is...
what, from root your, to tip?
If you were going to shave, you're not going to, you just spent an absolute
so
fortune.
So how long would it take me to grow this back?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably about 4 years.
This quite, mad,
I reckon. As well, as I said, for us, it would take, it goes bad, shave it off.
Here are some statistics about how much we care about our hair. A report says that British women, so that includes Welsh women, British women, according to this, that they spend on average... £95, 94 pence annually on makeup, and £162, 52 pence on hair products, which takes the total. So they've put makeup and hair products into the same bowl.
I see.
And that comes out to British women spend £10 billion annually on cosmetics and hair products.
Yeah, I can absolutely.
How much
of that
do you spend
today?
You've put that statistic up a little bit, I feel. But yeah, £162, 52 pence on hair products every year on average. But that's just on products. So that's not on haircuts.
Yeah, no.
Seems quite a lot to me.
Mine's probably tipped the other way in that I would spend more on makeup. But I definitely, like, also it depends on your hair because, you know, some, you know, women with different hair textures and that kind of thing will need to, well, may choose to spend money on different products. Whereas, like, I can probably get away before I had my lovely... highlighted hair.
Absolutely.
I could have got away with kind of just buying any old thing.
Any old crap.
But yeah, no, like you can spend a fortune and people care. This is the thing.
Do you think the pressure to do it? Or do you feel like, is it like, I want to do it for me and I really want to look good? Or you're like, if I'm going to these weddings and I really need to look good. Like, is there a pressure attached to it?
It's, you know what? I think it's really hard to tease out because I would like to say... it's for myself, you know. I like looking after myself, and I like, you know. But I think there will always be an element of caring what people think, and especially for women, we are conditioned to have to, you know, like we. If I turned up at work not wearing makeup because I wear foundation every day, everyone, I guarantee you, people would ask me if I was all right.
They do, didn't they?
I guarantee you.
I spoke to someone else about this recently. They said it annoys them that if they don't wear makeup, people think they're sick.
Yeah.
However, Chris, to flip that background, if I turned up to work wearing makeup, I would be asked if I'm all right, you see. Well, it's both ways, really, doesn't it?
It's true.
Won't someone think of men? Is all I'm saying in this equation. Someone think of us.
Oh, men.
Yeah, that is quite bad, though, if, as you say, you turned up at work. And I completely believe you. I can imagine very much that being asked of you.
Also for hair, I think like my hair, if I was to wash my hair, that's going to take me quite a while. the annual wash, you know. Yeah. But that will take me a long time. I've got to wash it, condition it, brush it out, blow dry it, style it.
Yep.
I'm so jealous of you guys. You just jump in the shower. I presume do you wash hair every morning? Is that a thing?
Not together, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like... oh, that would be dreamy. Like, if I woke up half an hour late, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Whereas you just jump in the shower, off your pot, no probs.
Yeah.
Because you've got short hair.
Well, I'm going to drop a bombshell right now. I haven't washed my hair for about 2 months.
Have you actually not?
No.
Are you doing the no shampoo thing?
And genuinely, it works.
Go on then.
I can't believe it works.
Lead us through this.
So I was talking to two of our mutual friends, Chris, and... they were saying to me, one of them whom has a similar type of, you know, head of hair to me, and one who would have a lot shorter. And they said, I wouldn't have done this when I was single, by the way, I should say. But they were saying to me they haven't used shampoo for ages. And I was reading about this recently.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
And a friend of mine who, he's a friend, more of a friend of a friend, but he's a model. Very handsome man, has been in some big modeling
campaigns. So very
campaigns.
Similar to you.
It's in so many ways and very different in more other ways. But he also, and his hair's quite short, but he said that he stopped using shampoo. And I remember thinking, do you know what? I, all right, I'll give it a go. And so if I play football or go to the gym, get very sweaty, I will use conditioner to get, because that obviously gives a bit of smell. And you don't have to use anything
and
particularly
fancy.
It just
takes away the main grime.
It's not like when you buy black jeans and they say you shouldn't wash them because you're going to lose it. So you've got to stick it in the freezer.
Yeah, I have to stick my head in the freezer for a couple of hours. No, so I would use conditioner when necessary. Other than that, just water through it. And for the first, again, this is like a personal experiment I wanted to see, because everyone always says, oh, for the first few weeks, it's not too pretty. But my wife is a very forgiving lady, hence she married me. Or a bad judge of character, make up your own mind. And so I did that. And after about a week and a half, I was just thinking to myself, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous.
How bad are we talking
about? Oh, no, it's not shocking.
Like, but did you feel just a bit gross?
No, because I would wash it with water and, as I say, the odd bit of conditioner. And nobody said anything. So it wasn't like people were going, hey, what's happening up there? So
you're wearing makeup
or down
there,
I'm quite sure. So after about 2 weeks, I remember thinking, this is nonsense. I should just... And then I thought, but I've come this far. And then just, it was one day, I was like, hang on a minute. And it felt like really clean. And I said to my wife, I was like, get a load of this. And she was like, that's amazing.
Is she doing it?
No, and I advised her not to.
I'm
selfish.
It depends as well on hair texture, because you've got a little sort of wave to your hair.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I think if you've got curly hair, it's quite good. Whereas with mine, like, I've got very, very straight hair.
Yes.
It would just look...
Quite possibly. But like I say, I wouldn't recommend it to everybody. But who knows, maybe I will.
But as you said, our mutual friend has got similar hair to you, so at least they tried it out first.
Yeah, I think that's probably what convinced me. Yeah. Now, so far we've talked about hair on, let's be honest, a fairly fickle level.
Yeah.
If I may suggest.
That's fair.
If I may lovingly, kindly, politely and compassionately.
I know you're saying it with love and respect.
Well, because I found this quite fascinating. So you know the Belgravia Centre in London? It's a very posh part of London.
You always see those posters on the tube.
Yes, yeah, so they do, what'd you call it?
Transplants.
Hair transplants, yeah. Wayne Rooney, I don't know if he had one at the Belgravia Centre, but Wayne Rooney famously had a transplant. And I like that because he owned it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was receding at a young age. Obviously, he's got the money to do it. He fancied doing it. Fair enough. But on their website, they go quite deep. I was having a look at this and it says...
It's a sales tactic.
I assume so, but it says hair and status. And it says from their website, hair has been been an indicator of social and professional status. It says Christian priests and monks once shaved the crowns of their head to symbolise a lack of vanity and their vow of chastity.
Well, yeah. I mean, have you seen a tonsure? It's not sexy.
No, it isn't. So
the reason they did that.
I think Christian priests don't do that anymore. They should. The old Sven Goran Eriksson cut, have it around the sides, but you know.
To show that they didn't care how they looked. In case they were sexy monks, to scare off the women to help with their chastity.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, isn't it? I mean, and in Sikh religion, it's a tradition for hair to be kept uncut because hair is viewed as a symbol of strength and holiness, and uncut hair symbolizes denial of vanity. An acceptance of simple life, and Buddhist monks, just to elaborate on them a bit more, they shave their heads and beard to symbolise detachment from material possessions and the casting aside of vanity. So it's funny how in prominent religions back in the day, as I say with Christian priests, I'm not aware of that happening anymore, certainly. But this whole idea of let's remove that for vanity's sake, because what we're saying about spending hair products to blah, 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 look good. And the whole reason why I was a bit unsure about saying I haven't washed my hair for a while is because people,
there's a lot of judgment around it.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe it's just better to be bald. Just kill it dead.
Just
no longer, no longer.
If anyone listening knows why, because the Egyptians used to bick their head. Oh, I'm sure they didn't use a bick, but what was that about? Or was that just because one of the kings was bold and wanted everyone to be bold?
There must be so many sort of books and theses written on the
probably should have done some research.
I mean, I literally have a history degree and I didn't I wish. I bet you can do one.
But there's some funny other moments in history. Funny in the not the ha-ha kind of sense, but in the odd sense. Where again, people's hair is used to... make a statement, whether that be good or bad. So a rather brutal example is after the Battle of France in 1940 during the Second World War, French women's heads were shaved as punishment for their sexual relationships with German soldiers. Now, we're not going to...
wasn't it?
It was, so we're not going to dissect, you know, all that sort of stuff, obviously, but it's interesting how it was like, it's a disgrace for a woman to have her head shaved and all that kind of stuff. But if I saw a woman with a head shaved, I wouldn't... I don't really think I think too much of it.
I certainly don't think negatively of it.
Yeah.
Apart from kind of, oh, I hope she's... Because obviously, you know, sometimes... No, but yeah.
Yeah, 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 of course.
I hope she's all right.
Yes.
You don't think, ooh, you know...
Do you mean all right, as in, you know, like when Britney Spears famously
shaved
her
head
because she wasn't happy?
People... And there was so little understanding of what was going on there.
Exactly.
And why would she do that?
Yeah,
yeah. And because it's such a big statement for a woman to do.
Well, it is.
You remember with the Me Too...
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
...sort of movement, one of the women, was it Rose McGowan?
Yeah.
And she then went and shaved all her hair off. And she sort of said, look, this is me actually removing sort of this element of me, you know. I can't remember exactly how she kind of explained it, but it was a very much, I'm taking back control of my body and the way I look. And
well, it's funny because this was an article found on the Huffington Post, and they were listing a few of these examples. So that previous one about the French women was from that article as well. But this one's interesting, Sarah, from what you've just said there, because in the 1950s, female communists and soldiers in China favoured a short bob cut just below the ears, according to the article on the Huffington Post. And it says, this simple hairstyle was named the Liberation Hairdo, which I quite like, because it was a symbol of women taking control over their own lives.
I think that's
fascinating, isn't it?
You know what, like having kind of... so, you know, I know someone who's quite unwell at the moment with cancer, and, and they're sort of thinking about if they're going to have chemo and sort of losing your hair and things. And one of the things that, you know, as I've been trying to learn a bit more about that experience, the thing that I've seen a lot of is women saying they felt like they were losing control because they couldn't control what was happening to their hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, when men have the receding hairline, they say, I can't control it. So when you have the power to cut it short, to dye it, to do whatever you want with it, it kind of comes back to what Chris was saying, it's that I'm in control of my self-expression and my appearance.
Well, you're punks in the late 70s.
Yeah, like,
I know it's a really obvious one to say, but those kind of hairstyles perhaps hadn't been seen that much in contemporary Western societies. Maybe kind of ancient tribes, I don't know, I'm sure they weren't the first ones to do it. But it was a kind of, I mean, theirs was a bit like, yeah, get a load of this. You,
it was a political statement.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they often are. This kind of, I mean, on this whole topic, the thing that I quite up thinking about is, did either of you watch Fleabag?
No.
You started because you
started
watching.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Yeah, you said about watching it.
It's a tiny spoiler.
So go on, so give the, in case, because someone like me doesn't really know what it is.
So basically, the Fleabag's sister gets a rum.
No, Fleabag, I'm on the one.
It's the main character.
Okay.
It's this woman who's sort of in her late 20s, early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister gets quite a radical haircut and is very unhappy with it. Fleabag marches the sister back to the hair salon, gets the hairdresser who performed it, and performs this big monologue about why hair is important. And she says, hair is everything. And she gives this amazing speech about, it's a symbol of power. It's a symbol of fertility. It's the difference between a good day and a bad day. People get exploited for their hair. Hair is absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
So I find it interesting. Have you ever seen the film Full Metal Jacket?
No.
Vietnam War film.
I know it's a classic.
It is. but of course, in the army, what can't you do? You can't grow your hair.
Yeah.
You have to. It's
control.
It is control. And that's such an interesting point. Because at the start of Full Metal Jacket, the very first scene is these new recruits signing up to the US Army. And it is just tons and tons of lads who are just sat in a chair just getting their hair shaved off.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't, it's that thing of reducing you to, it is taking away part of who you are.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are, you're all going to look the same now.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you've got, you know, long hair, short hair or...
But therefore, anything. Do we then hide behind hair? Like,
do we hide behind hair?
Like, you know, actually, is there something about just being shorn back to our essential elements of who are you, regardless of all the... you know, the jangly jewellery and the nice decorations that we adorn ourselves with. Like, are we actually avoiding facing who we really are?
Ooh.
I mean, that's deep.
Oh, it is.
Oh, that is like, deep. But that's a very good
scared
point.
To actually face who is it lurking inside my soul?
Wow. All right, Chris.
I don't know, like,
well, you're the one who won't show his hair under
exactly,
the cap.
Yeah. I am lurking.
But it's funny though, because when I was younger, I used to have long hair for a lad, and I would sometimes get the piss taken out of me when I was at school. But it was like my trademark, and it was kind of like, I remember once going to the hairdresser and they cut it a bit short and being really annoyed because I felt like you've taken away
something about it was almost
like
I am.
Exactly, yeah. It was almost like that slight rebellious kind of statement, which is nonsense, of course, because it wasn't any kind of ridiculous haircut, but it was the mere fact that very few lads, if at all, certainly in that part of Edinburgh where I grew up, you know, at that school, you know, they didn't really have the long hair. Because then when you become a student and all that, people are the self expressions and all, people are much more.
Apparently the North Korean dictatorship have stepped up a crackdown on non-socialist unapproved hairstyles.
There's a list,
he's got a prominent haircut.
Yeah, and I was trying to find out
Kim.
Then whether I thought I read somewhere that he was making it mandatory that if men could, they had to have his haircut. Can you imagine that?
I don't think so,
but I think there are about 6 haircuts you're allowed.
Wow.
And it's varied, and if not, you will be taken to the barbers and it will be.
So it is significant, isn't it?
Like, clearly.
If governments and these dictators are trying to control how you look.
But I think it's significant in the sense that you it's the freedom of being able to do what you want. But clearly, if someone is balding or is bald, it's not like, oh, they miss out. It's kind of like that's just nature taking its toll. And obviously, as we say with the beards, you know, you've got the option there to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is hair important? In some senses, yes. In some senses, maybe not so. Do you know Julius Caesar? That little wreath thing he wore around his head with the little leaves thing. Apparently, he wore that because he was balding.
Really?
According to QI, that's what they said.
That's a great bit of knowledge.
How about that? And I think it's where we should end. Julius Caesar.
on a cultural note.
So there we are. It's been a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, talking to you. Get your questions and comments in to show@aqqapod.com or tweet us @aqqapod.
And do make sure that you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And do leave us a review if you love the show.
Chris, thank you very much, my good man.
Thank you for letting me bare my soul.
Sarah, good luck with the wedding and well done on the hair.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time.
And how much did it cost?